It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Can you imagine what's in this bag? Smells good. It's a kind of food, so I'd like to take it to the kitchen to show you. Since it is food, we need to handle it with care. So I'll put some towels down there. One last thing I'd like to tell you about. Some of them are made to look like this. They're called pretzels. That's one kind. That's a thinner kind. And look at how small that one is. That one looks like a one, doesn't it? And that looks like a zero. Put them together and you have a 10. Yep. You know, people can make pretzels in many different shapes and sizes. In fact, today I'd like to show you a place where people make a lot of pretzels. It's a place I've always wanted to visit because I like to eat pretzels. Let's try to look carefully and listen carefully as we visit that place. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. It's good to look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way you learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, look, look and listen. Let's just do that, all right? Let's go to the pretzel factory and look and listen carefully. Come along. Television neighbor.
Hi.
Hi.
Told them that you'd show us how to make some pretzels.
Sure. How about coming around the back and we'll put your hat on and get you all started.
Oh, you want me to learn now?
We're going to teach you how to make pretzels today, Fred.
All right.
We're going to teach you how. We'll get your apron on here. Gaining a little weight here, Fred.
Well, I might just gain some more if I eat a lot of pretzels.
Oh, no. Pretzels are not fattening. They're wonderful, tasty for you.
Oh, they're not fattening.
No. How about coming over and get your hands in this dough, and we'll teach you how here.
This feels good, Clyde. You cut some off, is that it?
Take a handful and cut it there. That's it. And then we'll start to roll.
But first of all, Clyde, how do you make the dough?
Well, suppose we start from the beginning, from scratch, and show you how.
All right.
Okay?
Where would that be?
We'll come over here. First, we would take our flour. One. And two scoops.
How much is that?
That's about 6 pounds in there, about 3 pounds a scoop. Then we'll add our brown sugar.
Do I put that in there?
And our yeast. How about if we go over there and we'll mix it over on the board?
Oh, all right.
Okay. Okay, now we'd add in our brown sugar.
Do you put all of this in?
No, just a small little handful.
Oh, a handful.
Mm-hmm, that looks good.
About that much?
Right, that's fine.
Okay. Is that all?
Then we'd add our yeast, a small block.
This one all right?
That's fine. And we'd crumble it up. And then we add our water. And stir it around till we get it nice and thick.
That looks like glue. Boy, is this tough to do.
Yeah, today we have an electric mixer that mixes and kneads it automatically.
Oh, I see.
And we don't have to do it by hand. But in yesteryear, they would put it on a dough break and knead it. How about if I have Mike show you how they did it years ago?
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Mike, would you like to take Fred over? There's some dough already over there.
Good.
And I'll go back to making my pretzels.
Thanks, Clyde. See you later. Is this?
This is a dough break.
Right.
It was used for kneading the dough, and so that you could work the dough right.
How do you do it?
Okay, I'll show you how you do it. You get the dough out of the box. Set it right about in there. Put a little bit of flour on top of it so that the dough does not stick to the break. And you ride it.
You ride it, right.
You've got to try this. This is very good exercise for the legs.
All right.
Really is great.
That's fun.
That's good.
That is fun. You've learned all sorts of things here, haven't you?
Yes.
Have you worked with pretzels since you were a little boy?
Yes, I have. Thanks to my parents, they gave me a little piece of dough, and they said, here, roll out a pretzel. And I said, who, me? How?
You mean when you were very, how old were you?
I was about 6 years old.
Six, and then?
Rolled it out and twisted it into a pretzel.
Well, that's what I want to do. Maybe your dad will help me with that.
Go on back over to my dad, and he'll teach you how.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Mm. See you a little later.
Okay.
Boy, that's fun. That's fun jumping up and down on that thing.
Well, that sure is, isn't it? But it sure does make a lot of noise, doesn't it?
Yes.
And now, how about trying our hand at making pretzels?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Would you like to do that?
I would.
Okay, just take a handful of it and a knife and cut it off.
That much?
Okay, fine. Then you take it, roll it out into a string. You know, pretzels were first made in Germany, France, and Italy almost 1,500 years ago.
Oh, my.
And they were given to children for knowing prayers.
Then
we first shape it like a great big U.
Mm-hmm.
And we take one and we cross it over the other. This is to represent children's arms praying to God. Then we take one and fold over the other. That represents your parents, mom and dad. We pick up the ends and fold them on back. And be sure you have three holes and look what you made. Wonderful. And the fingerprints in the pretzel is your trademark. That's how yours differs from mine.
Does it always have to have three? places and
right.
like that?
That's the Holy Trinity, the three holes of the Holy Trinity.
I see. Then what do you do,
Then we
Clyde?
Cook it, like a donut or like a bagel. Want to turn around and drop it in the baking soda water.
Like this, Barbara?
That's exactly right.
Boy, that's hot in there, isn't it?
It's just about at the boiling temperature.
I see. But why do you have to put it in that stuff?
Well, this baking soda and water gives it its nice brown color and helps the salt to stick to the pretzel.
You're taking it out.
Now I'll put the salt on the top.
Uh-huh. And then what do you do?
Into the 550-degree oven.
Then it'll be a pretzel, huh?
Right. A soft pretzel. All pretzels, when they come out, are soft. And then we dry them to make them hard. How Good. About if we go in and see how they're made today by machine? We've showed you how we made them when I was a boy. We'll see how we make them with machines
All
today.
All right. I'd like to okay. see that.
See you later, Barbara. Now we go to the right, Fred, and we'll see how they're made today.
All right. Oh, my, what is this?
This is our big oven where we make them by machine today.
That's a huge machine. And what about here?
This is the machine that does our pretzel tying today and forms and shapes the pretzel. First of all, we have to put a little dough into the machine. Okay. I'll hand you the dough here, and if you can put it way up in that vat. Right up in there. That's good. And now it's extruded down through and comes out here the size of a marshmallow. See them falling?
And they go between these?
Between two belts, yeah. And that rolls them out into a string. And then the string of dough comes through here in the front, and the fingers will pick it up and twist it into a pretzel.
I've never seen anything like that.
It makes it right side up. Drops it down upside down. Then it's carried over here, and we'll fall right side over. See them falling over?
Oh, yeah.
See them going over? And then this belt carries them over onto the wide, white belt. See, now they'll follow over here and drop off this conveyor onto this belt.
And here's... They're having a trip.
Yeah. See them falling down? They six in a row. Now they'll go on this belt 5 minutes. Here's where they're going to rise. Or they proof or get bigger on this belt.
And then where do they go?
Then they go into the baking soda water, and that will spray them and turn them brown and shiny.
Oh,
just like
Barbara.
That's right. Put them in a pot, and that will spray them and coat them with the soda. Now, after they go through the soda, then the salt supplies. See the salt coming on there?
Yes, it looks like it's snowing on them.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Is it falling on there?
That's fun to watch.
Now they'll go into the oven for 10 minutes where they're going to bake. And here's a present for you, Fred, to take back to your house. We'll just fill up this big pan full here for you. They ought to last you... Ooh, a week, don't you think?
Oh, they're great.
How do they look for you?
Still warm.
Yeah, coming out of that oven.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, friend. Thanks for coming over today.
Well, I sure have learned some old things and some new things today.
Well, gee, we enjoyed having you, Fred.
I liked being here. The part I like best are the people.
Thank you.
And the smell and the taste. Thanks very much, Barbara.
Your pretzel.
That's the one I made.
That's the one you made.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Clyde.
Thanks, Fred.
Oh, I forgot the apron.
Oh, yeah, let me take the apron and the hat
and
you can keep as official pretzel twister now.
Oh, thanks very
okay.
much.
Okay.
See
Bye,
you soon.
Fred.
Goodbye. Pretzels.
Were you able to look and listen carefully? We'll just have some make-believe. Why don't we make-believe that the trolley is delivering a container like this to Cornflake especially? What do you think his new machine could be making in the neighborhood of make-believe? All right, trolley, we're ready for some make-believe. Okay.
I've been trying to help inside. Yes, Uncle Freddy wants to buy something, and Aunt Sarah thinks we don't need it. That's what Prince Tuesday is afraid of. I wonder why people always think of divorce every time there's a quarrel. I guess so. Now, what can I do to help you? Oh, this container's for Corny. I do wonder what he's getting into. Oh, no, I'm not going to make a speedy delivery. I'm going to take my time. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. You know what I mean? I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time. Oh, where did it...
Lady Evelyn. Good to see you again.
Well, something's terribly wrong.
What is it?
Well, I had a container and I was just about to deliver it to you, and I just brought it here, and the moment I put it down, it just flew away.
Well, it must have been an airmail container. Get it? Airmail.
Yes, I understand your joke, Corny, but this is no joke. I'm going to have to find that container. Incidentally, how's your new machine going?
It's just great. Want a taste of something from it?
Oh, it makes something to eat.
At least we know that. I bet it's eggplant parmesan.
Lady Elaine.
None other, Toots. None other.
I wondered if you'd be around here.
The container is in my sea room at the museum. Whenever you're ready to tell me what you're making. Toot toot.
Just what I thought.
Please don't be concerned about it. I don't need the container for a few days. By then, everybody will know what I'm making. I mean, you'll be able to smell them.
Oh, sounds great, Corny.
I hope you're going to like them. Some are curled up, and some are stretched out, but they're all mighty good. See you soon.
Some are curled up. Some are stretched out. I wonder what...
Excuse me. Can you tell me if that's the castle of King Friday and Queen Sarah Saturday?
And Prince Tuesday. It is. I'm Lady Aberlin. How may I help you?
I'm a representative of the Air and Land Vehicles Incorporated, and I've been asked to make a presentation to the king for a new airplane, a jet plane.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess we'd better go there now. Come with me.
Lady Aberlin and visitor, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty. Uncle Friday,
yes?
This woman represents Air and Land Vehicles Incorporated.
Excellent. Is your presentation ready?
Yes, it is, sire. Should I make it here?
You may.
May I watch Uncle Friday?
Why, of course.
Your Majesty,
yes.
Air and Land Vehicles Incorporated, the largest and most successful supplier of vehicles in the universe, proudly presents... The 13th Special. Model KF01 in royal purple. Designed especially for you, King Friday, through special arrangements with our top flight engineers. You and the royal family will be able to soar into limitless altitudes while enjoying the comfort of your own castle in reclining thrones. And your very own maxi thrust engine and 13 fuel tanks. Not one, not two, but 13 fuel tanks. Yes, sire, this is your plane. You will will soar to new heights of pleasure and safety.
I thought we had decided that there would be no extra plane Friday.
You may have decided, Sarah, but I want to hear this person out.
I'm afraid this presentation may be a waste of your time, ma'am. Oh,
I didn't know there was a question about my coming.
No question. Carry on, young person.
And exactly how much fuel does this plane use?
Not very much.
Well, it does use the most of all our vehicles, sire.
Naturally, for a royal plane.
But I told you, Friday, that's what I'm against. We have one plane, and it already uses too much gas. And now you want a second, which will use even more.
Well, it's purple, and it will have 13s all over it. You're not even looking at it.
I've given it a great deal of thought.
Well, I'm the king.
And I'm the queen. We can discuss it anon. Farewell, everyone.
Farewell, Queen Sarah.
Perhaps I should speak further with the queen. Excuse me.
Of course, Your Majesty.
What's that I hear?
Sounds like someone crying.
Oh, Prince Tuesday. Have you been here for a long time?
I've been here long enough.
Oh, and you're crying, aren't you?
I don't like it when my mom and dad are mad at each other.
Of course not. It's scary, isn't it?
Is it my fault?
What?
That they're fighting.
Well, I don't think so. Did you do anything to make them fight?
One time I wished I had a jet airplane.
A model KF-01?
Any kind.
Oh.
But I didn't tell anybody. I just wished it. I sure wish I didn't have any feelings.
Are they getting a divorce?
Well, they didn't mention such a thing.
Probably are. I never thought it would last. Friday's impossible to live with. Incidentally, I'm still trying to find out what Corny's making at his factory. Maybe you'd want to see my museum. I've got a lot of good stuff in there you might like. Doesn't look like you've made much of a sale here.
Well, perhaps I could leave my things here and until the king comes back and then take a look at the museum.
Mm. Certainly. I'll go inside and try to comfort Cousin Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll see you over at my place.
Very good.
Okay.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. I'm not going very far. I'd never go really far away. I mean, I'm just going over to Daniel's.
Prince Tuesday.
Hi, Daniel. I've come to live with you.
Okay, are you sad?
Yes.
Want to play first?
Okay, I brought one of my cars.
Good, let's play inside.
Okay.
X, Henrietta?
Hey, Lady Averland.
Hi.
Meow, meow, meow.
Have either of you seen Prince Tuesday?
I haven't.
Meow, haven't. Meow, meow.
Is he lost?
I don't know, but I do know that his suitcase and some of his things are gone, and I can't find him in the castle.
Meow, 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 look.
I'll say. We'll help you find him, Lady Averland.
Well, I hope you can. Charlie, look for the prince. Yes, just a little while ago.
Prince Tuesday's afraid that his mother and dad's fighting is all his fault. That's probably why he wants to go stay with Daniel. But it's not his fault, is it? A lot of Prince Tuesday's worries are on the inside. Do you suppose his mother and dad know that he's worried? They might not know if he doesn't tell them. And there's somebody at the kitchen door. Who do you suppose it might be? Chef Brockett.
Hi, Fred.
Welcome.
I know everybody's thinking about pretzels, and you know, everybody likes veggie treats so much, I decided to put veggie treats and pretzels together.
What a good idea.
Sure, broccoli treats, cauliflower flowers. Look, that boat is a carrot, and oars are pretzels.
Little oars there, right?
And the fence here beside the highway.
But could I just pull one?
Sure. It's just stuck in the cream cheese. See, the highway's made out of cream cheese and blueberries.
What a clever idea.
There's a wagon made out of a goose zucchini. And look at the...
That pretzel looks just like a wheel.
Just like a wheel, yeah. Veggie treats and pretzels. I'm going to take this one to the bazaar.
What a clever thing. You make the best thing, Chef Brock.
I'll see you, Fred.
Thanks very much for showing us.
All righty.
There are all kinds of good things to do with good things to eat. Some of these are good to eat. Put this away for another time. Little food for you, fish. Not pretzels, fish food. We'll have more time to talk tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Sometimes children wonder if other people know what they're thinking. People don't know what you're thinking if you don't tell them. So if you're worried about something, it can really help to tell the people you love what you're worried about. We'll have time to do more things tomorrow.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.